from JMI Wealth. Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Never been more important at the moment, given what we've been talking about over the last couple of months. We've got some economic confidence, regional economic confidence. What are we seeing?
Yeah, so another confidence survey, Mike. This time it's the Westpac McDermott Miller Regional Economic Confidence. This is for the June quarter, and the authors describe the outcome as mixed, and I think that is a pretty appropriate term. Mike, these confidence surveys have come into the spotlight recently, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Although in my defence, Mike, I think I've been pretty consistent in the last couple of years of promoting them as a sort of forward-looking indicator. But look, what were the results? Well, there's 11 regions. Six of those regions posted an improvement in regional confidence. So that's a sort of a narrow victory, I suppose, for confidence in this survey. Nelson Marlborough and Bay of Plenty, Northland, they were clear winners. The improvement in Nelson Marlborough might absolutely striking. The index went from 13 to 47. Not sure what's going on there, but I think there could be a bit of bounce back. Remember they had those weather-related issues? They had the big storms
Golden
here. Yeah, Bay of Plenty went to 45 from 27. I'm down there tomorrow, so I'll ask around and find out what's going on there.
Well, I'll be even more optimistic then. God, just be happy to have you there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Key areas of deterioration, they might. These are very interesting. Waikato, Taranaki, Manawatu, and Southland. Now, how do we explain that? Well, the oil exploration ban in the Taranaki, that will be affecting confidence. Those are the regions. I think you have to point the finger at Mycoplasma bovis in those daring regions, Waikato, Southland, and in Taranaki as well. But, Mike, now, we are surrounded, you and me, by negativity. The big city continues to be a drag on the national economic climate. Now, you're seeing this in the housing market here as well. Aucklanders are the most negative in the country. Pessimists outnumber optimists. We are at -8 on the index in Auckland. It's the only place that's actually in the negative.
Engine room of the country, Andrew. Engine room of the country cannot afford to be negative.
Cannot. It looks at consumer confidence as well, Mike, and that's declined in 8 of the 11 regions. You cannot discount that. The real issue is whether these confidence measures translate into actual activity outcomes, and I think that's what we're going to be looking for over the next few months.
And I think increasingly you will see the answer as being yes, unfortunately. Chinese markets taking a hammering. This has got to do with trade, I'm assuming, and Trump presumably wants them to blink first.
Yeah, so look, we're seeing volatility in the global share markets, Mike. If I just quickly look at some numbers, the S&P 500, that's 2% higher than it was at the beginning of the year, so still marginally positive. If we look at the Dow, it's down 1%. If I look at the World Index, it's up in New Zealand dollar terms about 1.8%, so sort of barely eking out some positive gains. And we have this issue of global trade tensions, potential trade war. But one aspect of the global share markets that hasn't received a lot of attention recently, the Chinese share market, it is now down 20% from its peak in January this year. Now remember, 20% is the broadly used definition of a bear market. So that's in stark contrast to those performances where people are sort of hovering around zero. So they are flirting with the definition of a bear market. I think there may be more to this than just the trade tensions. There's now a bit of fear about slowing growth in China. Yep. Remember, Mike, this is important for New Zealand. They've recently taken over as our number one trading partner. So slowing growth in China may have a direct impact on the amount of demand for some of our goods. So we have to keep an eye on that. The thing is, the Chinese authorities can respond to this. They do have the ability to respond. They've recently increased their liquidity into the system there, the reserve ratio. Need to keep an eye on it though, Mike.
Geez, a lot to think about at the moment. What are the numbers?
Numbers. Dow Jones, 24,350. They're up about 100 or 0.4%. S&P 500, 2730. Also up about 0.5%. NASDAQ, 7579 actually, up 48. FTSE 100, 7537. They were up 28. Nikkei, unchanged, 22342. Shanghai Composite, down again overnight, 2844, about 0.5%. ASX 200, 6197, down small. We were down small yesterday on the NZX 58989. On the currencies, the New Zealand dollar is weaker this morning, Mike. It's 0.6851 against the US, 0.9274 against the Aussie, 0.5881 against the Euro, 0.5185 against the pound, 75.45 yen. Gold weaker, trading $1,258, and oil $76.25.
Have a great day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.